This next segment is usually when we do our question of the week or dilemma of the week or dilemma situation or MIDS. So I decided to do a dilemma of the week and an asshole of, or am I the asshole, not asshole of the week, but am I an asshole?
We could do an asshole of the week. That might be
That's
a.
that'd be Vince McMahon off the rip.
There you
So
go. There you go.
that one wouldn't even be too much of an issue.
Is he the asshole of the week or the asshole of the decade?
Last of the century. Yeah.
Millennia.
So this one is a dilemma and it's an interesting one. So here it is.
All right.
So this is on Reddit's relationship advice segment
Oh boy.
or the
Oof.
subreddit of relationship advice.
I'm the wrong one to be asking this question. Go ahead.
All right. So the title of this is My Wife Named Our Son After Her First Love and I Had No Idea.
Oh,
What
fuck.
right, let me get it. Let me get into this. Let me get into this. Let me get
Oh.
into this. All right.
All right. This bitch. What? Give it
Go
to me.
ahead.
Give it
Go
to me.
ahead. Go ahead. All right, so the user's name is also blurred out on this, but he starts out by saying, "This is my throwaway account because she knows my main account." Why would your wife know your Reddit main account? It's my first question, but whatever. So it says, "My son is 5. About 2 days ago, we were out shopping and ran into a high school friend of hers. She was catching up with when she told her friend that we had a son. When the old friend asked his name, my wife hesitated, and I told her." Her friend had a strange look on her face and then said, "You mean like your ex-boyfriend?" So his
Oh.
our son's name is very unique to the point that I've never met another person with the same name. Now she refuses to talk to me about it. I feel betrayed and disgusted with her. It's like a switch was flipped in my mind and I just can't look at her the same way. All right, guys, so
Wow. What the fuck? So I understand. Here's the thing. I understand him being upset, and I would probably be upset too. But in the end, you kind of move on with your day and take care of your kid. But I would definitely have questions. Like, first of all, since you named him after a home dude, like, are we sure this is my kid? Like, are you still in love with home dude to the point that, you named our kid after him? Like, there would definitely be some questions.
Well, he does say that she refuses to talk about it. The kid is also 5 years old. So 5 years ago was, well, was you still hooking up with homeboy or?
Were you guys in that stage where you're just, talking? That's what I'm saying. Look, you got to talk. We got to talk about it.
Yeah,
There's no,
ain't no refusing.
yeah, and you have to be like, yo, do I need to go get a DNA test? Do I know this kid is mine for sure? Because that's like hard. I mean, think about it. You've been raising a kid ever since they were, from birth, and you spent 5 years with this kid, and then you get this revelation, and you think, wait a minute. What if we do a pregnancy test and then come to find out that I'm not the biological bro?
The paternity
That's
test, you mean?
well, DNA test, paternity test, you know what I meant? Like, that's like, fuck, man. Like, I love this child with all my heart and I'm still gonna love this child, but the child's not biologically mine, so it's like, golly, that's a fucked up situation all the way around, dude. Man, that's a fucked up situation, bro. I don't know. What say you, Raj? Yeah, Roger.
Where's your head at on this one?
Well,
since I'm the king of scallywags at this point, I'm cheating the fuck out. No, I'm playing.
Old
Nah,
Scallywag Martinez over
yeah,
there.
scallywag
Yep.
Martinez. Everybody gotta have the scallywag in them. But no, nah, like you, there's no way you can refuse to have this conversation. We're gonna have this conversation. I'm gonna bring it up every day, every single day.
So it just be straight up in the morning, walking for breakfast. Oh, hey, good morning. Did you fuck him or not? Tell me. I need to know.
No, but
You
like,
know what
so
I'm saying?
what's the deal with his name? What's the deal with like over and over again? Like, no, we're not playing this damn game.
No. I
No.
before I leave for work in the morning, hey, what's the deal with his name? As soon as I walk in the door from work, hey, what's the deal with
After we
his
put
name?
the kid to bed, be like, I love you, walk out the door. Hey, what's the deal with,
What's
you know?
his name? Right,
Yep.
exactly. That's
Like,
mm.
and the thing
I
is, like, bruh, like,
don't know. I'd be calling friends up. I'd be like calling her parents, like, yo, did she know a guy? Was she like, I'd turn full-fledged private eye investigator trying to find out, like, okay, what the fuck is it? She ain't talking to me, so I need to get my information from somewhere. Who do I go to? You know, I don't need, none of our homegirls are going to talk to me, obviously. You
no
know what I'm
wonder her
saying?
homegirls already snitched.
Yeah, she dry snitched like a
Dry, yeah, dry
motherfucker.
snitch. She didn't just come out and
Yeah.
say it, but yeah, she dry That's your
snitched.
ex-boyfriend's name. Nah, she was
No, girl,
like,
she, you know, she at least pass it off like, oh man, my homegirl tripping. You know, don't believe none of that bitch says. She got five kids by four baby daddies. You know,
I just want to
like
know. I want to know what the name is, because if it's unique enough to where he's never met somebody with his name, he's like, and here's the thing, it doesn't say if it's the United States or not or anything like that. It could be a different country in general.
right.
So no clue what this name could be at all. And like, that's
Right.
the thing. Like, I'm like, yo, I need to know who this person is. I need to know. Like, yeah, it's your
Maybe,
ex-boyfriend, but I need to know who.
yeah, like, yeah, that's one of those things, like I'm thinking about it 24/7.
But here's the
Yeah.
point now. You know the dude's name. I'm going to her socials and seeing if she's friends with this motherfucker anywhere.
Yeah,
Yep.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
he liked all her pictures and all her comments. We boxing. We
Hey, and it's
boxing.
like
It's time to go to Duff City.
you got
Just
trust
trust me.
issues. Well, you got trust issues. Why won't you, like, bitch, and tell me the truth? I mean,
I got trust
damn.
issues. You ain't gonna talk about it. Homeboy likes
Yeah.
all your stuff, and he always puts a heart symbol whenever he puts a picture of the kid. What the fuck going on here? We fighting somewhere.
Yeah. There's some furniture gonna be moving in this motherfucker.
So it says advice needed. Your advice is you have to have the conversation with her. If not,
100%.
you're gonna have to go to a legal matter and have a legal paternity test or file for divorce. I mean, because you don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, at this point, can you really trust her? Like, she kept this a secret for 5 years. Like, what else is she keeping a
And
secret?
like, just think about that, what that does to your head, because you're like, oh, we got a kid with a very unique name I've never heard. That's really cool. He's gonna stand out.
Yeah.
And for 5 years, that's your thought process, and out of nowhere, that's her ex-boyfriend's name. So every time she looks at my kid or talks to my kid, she's thinking about her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. That's
Woo!
that's no brainer. No, that's like, okay, you got some decisions to make. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like, and No, yeah,
it's not. You
obviously.
got some decisions. We got some decisions to make.
Hey, well,
Like,
yeah.
we may have to, if this is truly my kid and you wasn't, running around behind my back, we may have to go and do a name change
Yeah, legally
on this
change his
kid.
name.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I mean, what was his name? Like, I'm trying to think of, what was it? Was his name like Xerxes or some shit? Like some Greek shit? Like, what was it?
Xandar.
Xandar?
But like I said,
Don't
like,
know.
we don't know what country it is or anything. So it could just be, I mean, it could be uncommon for us and super common, or it could be in somewhere in like the Dutch area, and they have, they already have like all those weird names to begin with. To us, weird to us, because they're, it's hard to pronounce the motherfucker's name sometimes.
Right.
But
Right.
oh, there he
Oh, now
is.
you go. He's showing up.
Damn. We can't hear
I
you.
can't hear him though.
We can't hear you.
See, that's the problem when you got a
Yeah.
bullshit ass Chromebook. That's a Chromebook issue, bro.
Like, your microphone
So
plugged in at all?
he just got his headphones on, man. He ain't doing nothing.
know.
Look at him. He higher than giraffe pussy. Look at him.
Hey, there you
He
go.
fucked
God
up.
damn.
There
All
you
right.
go.
No, I had to turn it on. No, I had to go in and redo an update and all sorts of crazy shit.
How you been,
I didn't
Carlos?
have to set up the mic. The mic was blocked, supposedly on the side of my camera. I don't know what was going on, bro, but yeah, I'm in here. I'm in here.
Yeah.
All right,
You
well, I'm gonna read you this. We're doing a dilemma of the week. I'm gonna read you the post, and we're gonna talk about it real quick.
All right.
You guys already heard it, but I'm gonna run it down for you real quick again. So this is from the subreddit of relationship advice. The username is blocked. Doesn't say where he's from or anything like that. The title of the post is "My wife named our son after her first love, and I had no idea."
Same look. Yeah, that same look. Like, hold on. What?
So that's the title, but here's how the story setup is. So this is my throwaway account because she knows my main account, which makes me wonder what wife knows a dude's Reddit account name, but whatever. So it starts off by saying my son is 5 years old. And about 2 days ago, we were out shopping and ran to a high school friend of my wife. They were catching up when she told her friend that we had a son. Now, the old friend asked his name, and my wife hesitated, and I told her. Her friend had a strange look on her face, and then she said, "You mean like your ex-boyfriend? Our son's name is very unique, to the point that I've never met another person with the same name. Now, my wife refuses to talk to me about it. I feel betrayed and disgusted with her. It's like a switch was flipped in my mind, and I can't look at her the same way. What's your thoughts?"
And what is this child name again?
It doesn't say. It won't say the name or anything like that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Damn, it's that bad if it's a dead giveaway. He can't even say the name.
Because he said he doesn't know anybody's, like, he's never met another person with his name. And the thing is,
do you know his ethnicity?
Doesn't say the country. Nope, doesn't say white, black, or anything. That's all. Everything the post said is what I said. So, like, that's what I was telling the guys before. It's like, this could be in another country. So it could even be like even more uncommon of a name. Like, it could be something really weird or strange, or from just a different region of the world in general. So there's no way of knowing. So, like, if it's that unique to the point where, like, you ain't met another person with this name where you are, that's kind of saying something.
So that's the thing. He's not giving too many clues of location.
If he doesn't want to
U.S.
or doesn't want to give away.
I mean, I know you don't want to expose yourself, but you're asking questions that we can't really help you with out.
Yeah,
I mean, cause like you know, like Roger said, what if the guy, you know, so let's say she's foreign and he's not, and there's something coming to her and not to him.
Yeah, but I mean. That's sort of thing. Like, the issue still to a point is,
now, do they live like in Miami, New York, LA? Now you're gonna hear some wild names out there that's common in foreign countries that you're like, oh yeah, I've heard that name out here before. Mm-hmm. Or does he live in a small town like in Tennessee or Georgia or something like that?
Yeah, you know that's the saying? Thing. So, like, so it's weird. It doesn't say
he's not. Like, yeah, you could have gave your name anonymous, but you could at least give us some clues of, like, where you're located at. Then we could have went through there a lot more easier.
But, I mean,
you're not giving too much of a context, my guy.
But without the context or anything, like, we said that, because it says related, like, said advice needed. So we said, the advice is, you got two things to do. You can go the legal route and have a paternity test done or issued legally. And then, you know, if not, file for, like, go to a lawyer and have a lawyer drop a divorce decree or something like that. Because obviously there's something going on.
But do you think? So you think the baby's not his? That's why you're saying get a DNA test done.
Yeah,
because of the name.
Yeah, but I mean, even if here's the thing, even if the baby is his, why would you still name a child that you had with another man, and name it after your ex? That makes no sense.
Why are you naming it after your first love?
Yeah,
I mean,
and then keep it in a secret for 5 years.
And right. When somebody brings it up, you refuse to talk about it.
Yeah, you go cold as hell as soon as they mention it. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
like I said, the inner scallywag of me says just go out and cheat all of her. But
yeah, man, this is some fresh and fit shit right here. That's what this is.
we ain't doing no Sigma stuff here.
Nope.
So I mean, I've had that. I've had this conversation randomly with somebody before, and I was told that their child was named after me. And I was like, "Does your husband know?" Because I'm finding out, and your kid is like 18 now. I mean, I've never been with this girl before, but that's the name. That's what I was told, that she named her kid after me, and I was like,
I mean, that's. But you guys weren't. You guys didn't have a thing between each other. She literally named it after her first love.
Mm. Yeah, but still, that's kind of weird, though, to name it after.
I mean, yes, in a sense, but
I felt kind of weird about it. I was like, why?
If you feel weird about it, how do you think dude feel about it?
Oh man,
I don't know if he knows. That's not my problem. That's not my problem.
I'm not talking about the. I'm not talking about the dude. Your name there. I'm talking about the guy that sent the post. Oh, how he feels.
Mm. I mean, he's not giving me too much context, so we really don't know how he feels. I mean, we know he's
he definitely don't like it.
He said how he felt. He doesn't trust her anymore.
He definitely feels some kind of way.
Yeah, but he don't trust her because of what the name. There has to be more to it. Does dude live in town?
No, there is more to it. But homeboy, she ain't telling him anything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Every time he tries
about it,
every time he tries to bring it up, she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, so she's hiding something still.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a pact that if they had kids, their first kids would be named after each other.
I ain't keeping that pact.
That's the thing. Like,
communication's key.
You kept it a secret.
Well, obviously.
Y'all got like, I mean, Jesus Christ, yeah, man.
All right,
but look. On a serious note, how many females do we know are going to sit there and give us the answer we want?
Hey, we married. You better give me.
Whether you're married or not,
nah, you better.
Still gonna be that situation in a relationship with any female, or they're just gonna divert anything or whatever it is towards whatever it is you're trying to figure out. If it's that serious,
that's why I say
know that.
Gotta go talk to a lawyer then.
Mm. And I've never been married for that simple reason.
All right, guys. So we just went through that one. So that one was a dilemma of the week. Now we're going to go to the Am I the Asshole of the Week. I thought this one was particularly interesting. I have my thoughts, but let me go ahead and read this to you guys. So, am I the asshole for not mentioning I live below my means? Pretty interesting. So for context, the original poster is a 30-year-old female. So she says, I have lived in the same basement suite since I was 19 with my dog. I rented it out from this lovely old couple and became very close with them. They treated me like family, and we helped each other out a lot over the years. They kept my rent super cheap, which would constantly spoil my dog and then would take him out for walks while I was at work. And always gave me leftovers and invited me for dinner. I maintained the house and garden and helped them with everything elderly people might struggle with. When they passed away in a bus accident, I was very shocked to find out they left me everything, their house, their cars, and their sizable savings. So fast forward to now, I'm getting married, and my soon-to-be husband is aware of my circumstances. But I never told anyone else. I guess I didn't know how to deal with it, so I just ignored the entire situation and went on my life as I always have. My fiancé signed a prenup. It was his idea. And we started planning our wedding. We had been living in the basement suite for a while, with the upstairs room rented out, but recently moved into the upstairs so we could grow our family, i.e. get another dog. Well, when we sent out the wedding invitations, both our families freaked out. They couldn't understand how we could afford to get married at the place we chose. My fiance just said we could afford it. We weren't hurting for money by any means, and he isn't sure why they think we are. His sister's response was, you are a landscaper and you are a teacher. You should be poor, in a rather demeaning tone. Our families are livid that we have never mentioned my inheritance and are accusing us of living frugally to hide it. We never lied or tried to hide it. We just never said anything and never changed our simple lifestyle. We just kept living the way we always had, as we were perfectly happy doing so. They are literally so mad that they declined the wedding invitation. The only people who will talk to us is his brother, who also said, wait, do you guys own the house? Can I move into the basement? And then my dad, who just wants to know when he gets a grandchild. So am I the asshole for not telling anyone about my inheritance?
No. I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
No.
Well, we'll consider him an asshole. I mean, the asshole part is them. Are they trying to get some money?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Here's the thing. If you are living above your means, meaning you're wanting to do shit you know for a fact you can't afford, that would be one thing. But if you're living below your means in terms of like, okay, like if you're a minimalist and you don't want to spend money on this, you'd rather, you know, keep your money, like save money and stuff like that. Because the parents or whoever didn't know about the inheritance, now all of a sudden
oh, well, we want to know how you can afford to do this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just be happy that you're going to a wedding. Be happy that your baby girl's getting married or your son's getting married. Like, why the fuck do you care? I mean, technically, traditionally speaking, the father of the bride pays for the wedding, but, you know, times are different.
He just wants a grandchild. He's cool. He don't give a fuck. Yeah. He just wants a grandchild.
Right. So like, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, to me, no, she's not an asshole in this situation. Absolutely not. No. No.
I don't think so either. But I thought this was a very interesting one. On the poster, a lot of people were saying, overall, the feeling is that she's not the asshole, or the family's the asshole in the situation.
I definitely would say. I mean, because even her fiance's sister was like, "How can you afford? You're just a gardener, and she's a whatever." You know, like, you literally, like, basically said that they were shit right from the get go.
You're not supposed to be poor, like,
yeah, like, not hey. Listen. It's like, not, hey, congrats or anything like that. It's like, y'all are supposed to fucking be poor. Like, get on out of here. You just want some of this inheritance money that you didn't know about to begin with.
Right. Yep.
See, that's stupid, though. But think about it. How many rich people you see look poor?
Yeah.
They got them. They got them strap-on New Balances you get at Walmart. they got some duckhead shorts with an Ivy Crew shirt, you know what I'm saying? And they got a pocket full of money and just look like they ain't got a cent to the world. Or they just live, you know, like a normal schmo.
The family
just showed the true color that they were after some money. Yep. So,
yeah. I mean, even the old fucker that owns Walmart, he drives a fucking, he don't drive a fucking Bugatti or anything like that. He drives a fucking, like, 92 Hyundai. Like, you know, you don't stay rich by spending the shit. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't know.
And the thing with me, though, I think the funniest part was the brother talking about, shit, y'all got money, y'all in the house, can I move in? Shit.
Hey, can I move
That's
in?
That's all he wants. He want no money. He like, can I move in the basement?
Let me hold 20 till Wednesday. I'll get you back on Wednesday.
All he wanted was a place to live, and he was happy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he was like, shit. He like,
hey, I'll walk your dogs for you. I'll walk your dogs for you. Why not?
What I think is the best response that's on this, or what somebody said in the comments, or responded to the post saying, well, shit, if that's how it's going to be, I guess just change it up and make a destination destination wedding. You and your dad and brother-in-law go along and just have fucking fun in another country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
shit, if it ain't going to be coming to the wedding. If you don't come to church, let's go overseas somewhere. Shit,
you ain't got to worry about paying for it. You ain't got to worry about the reception. You ain't got to worry about paying extra for no cake. You ain't got to worry about making sure people got place, you know, put the people in, make sure your family member gets, like, hotel rooms and shit. It's like,
you can immediately do your honeymoon right after. So, I mean,
boom, exactly.
Yep. But I thought it was probably one of the best responses I saw in there. But like I said, overall, from what I saw, I went through for some of the posts for a while. And most of it saying the family's the asshole. She's not an asshole. She wasn't frugal in a sense that she just didn't want to spend money to keep it all. She just lived her life like normal.
Yeah.
Just because she had money doesn't mean she has to spend it.
Yeah.
Well, she said, she didn't want to deal, you know, she really didn't think about none of it. Like, she just kept living.
But
that just shows what kind of good heart she's got, though. That just shows what kind of good person she is. That her family fucking hates, you know. I mean,
yeah. Mm.
It's stupid, man.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
Well, it seems like it was mainly his family, though, that had a problem with the whole thing.
Well, it was both. Yeah. Well, his brother was cool and her dad was cool, but everybody else apparently said fuck off. Mm. And also, the sister's a bitch in general. You're a landscaper and you're a teacher. How do you have money? You should be poor. Like, fuck you.
You know, but and the thing about, you know how much a fucking landscaper makes? There's a guy in Cleveland, Tennessee right now owns a landscape company. It's worth $4.3 million. I'm pretty sure that he can survive.
The garbage man that lives down that way too. The waste management.
Oh yeah.
That man got some money. You're a garbage man. So what's up?
Shoot, people, that's the thing they always tell you in it was Notorious, the movie Notorious, when
Trash Man makes more than the teacher.
Yeah, the trash man makes more than the teacher. Yeah. And he told Biggie Smalls, get the fuck out of my class.
And he did, and went to become one of the best rappers. All right. Yep. But all right, that was that segment. I thought it was really cool. The dilemma, really fucked up situation. Am I the asshole? Verdict, not an asshole from us.
Not an asshole.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to our anime talk slash review slash recap, whatever. So all of us, all four of us are watching Delicious in Dungeon. Carlos, did you watch the new episode?
Yes, I did two times.
I thought this was by far.
I watched it by myself, and then I watched it with my daughter. My daughter and I have been watching it. So
Episode four was really good. I really enjoyed the latest episode.
It really was a good episode.
Quick question though, and I was watching it with my family, and my wife like paused it, and I'm like, "What are you pausing for?" She goes, "Does that remember because they had all the vegetables and stuff, and they were taking them to that one the one area to barter." Mm-hmm. And the one, I guess the keeper, the owner, or I don't know. They didn't really exactly give him a title or anything.
The dwarf,
whoever he was,
the guy at the bar that they talked to.
The barkeeper, the one who they were trade with. When the guy started yelling really loud, she paused it. She goes, "Does that sound like a Nosuke to you?" And mm-hmm. I was like, "He does sound exactly like." So is it Bryce Papenbrook that does the voice of the guy? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Then we're good. Then all right. So I had to let her know. Yeah, that was the guy that does the voice of Inosuke.
Yeah, that is Bryce Papenbrook.
Bryce Papenbrook. There you go.
Papenbrook.
There you go. Yeah, and then the whole thing with all the orcs coming in and stuff like that, and they had that whole issue. I was like, "Oh shit!" Like, shit's getting real, you know.
I liked it a lot of the character development so far in the first few episodes. Has been mainly the mage, Marcel, because she has her prejudice ideology to begin with. The other guys were cool, and Sinshui also was pretty cool, and like he has his own protected garden, and he has his own like place to live and everything, but he doesn't really care about it. Like he doesn't like it's whatever, and the other guys don't care. But she's like she has an issue with everything because she, I guess since she's an elf, elves come from high society for the most part. She's a high elf, not a wood elf, as you can tell, because she's not green or fucking whatever. And she's a mage, so she went to school.
If you've seen the movie Bright, then you know all the elves are the fucking celebrities and the, you know, people like that. I don't know if anybody else here besides me has seen the movie Bright before, but yeah, it's about humans, orcs, and elves kind of.
It's about racism.
Well, that too.
It definitely is about race.
That is,
which I thought this episode sort of was about too.
That's see again, yeah. It kind of like two people, like two different groups of people, and how you know, like, well, you're the you did this. Well, the only reason why we did this because you did this. Well, you did this first. No, you did this, and it's like the elves and the gorgs are, are now fighting. Well, it was really just the mange and. Here they one got one point, but go ahead and continue. I ain't going to spoil anything.
But I was gonna say, yeah, the main crux of it all is that orcs live near the bottom level of the dungeon. Which I think is funny that this dungeon is a castle because you can already see it's breaking down. It looks like a castle to begin with. But it's so I guess the lower level of the dungeon is going to be the castle dungeon, which is hilarious to me. But the orcs were saying that their village is getting destroyed by the Crimson Dragon. So they had to move up and try to, you know, barter more, meet more people, come out more often than they normally would. They're in a situation where they're, like, they're trying to survive and scrounge and all. And they're pretty much stealing from everybody because they have to for survival sakes. But Marcel's like, see, you orcs are all the same, you know, blah, 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 savages, whatever. And it's her precognition of what orcs are because of what she was told because she was an elf. And obviously elves and orcs hate each other. Basis of a lot of fantasy elements, but orcs see elves as douchebags, evil people, and elves see orcs as horrible, you know, gangsters, barbaric people. So I mean, it's just it doesn't delve too deep into it. They have their bickering back and forth, but once the orcs take our party to the orcs base. And the only reason why they even got taken to the orcs base is because since she wanted to make bread.
That bread did look good as shit, though.
It sure fucked it.
Listen, that man went crazy for that yeast.
Yeah, he did. He was mad that they was not giving that yeast.
You stole that away.
That man went bananas. Boy. Like, he was determined for the bread.
Hold on.
Time out. But you jumped over probably the best part of the whole. Or the most genius part of the whole episode.
I was gonna talk about it. The gardening situation.
Yes.
Yeah. So essentially at his base on one of the The fourth level?
Is this the third, I think it was level? The third. I think it's the third level.
They're on the third level. Yeah, they're on the third level.
Okay. So
he said everything in the third level. Yeah, he said everything in the third level is dead or skeleton.
Yeah. But there are golems, which are what did they say? 90%?
99% dirt.
Yeah.
They're dirt. 90% dirt and rock.
Yeah. And then 1% magic, obviously. So there's a magical. There's magical guidelines to magical elements and most of fantasy stuff like D&D and everything like that. There's magic, but not spinet magic. So, you know, if you want to do something with something that's a magical creature, magic is the way to beat it or take it in or something like that. But essentially, he's like, nah, fuck that. He is a genius because he's found the core of the golems, where the magical core is, and is able to take it out. And then he plants vegetables on the golems.
Yep.
And then he replants the core, and he said it takes him about 3 days to get back up and everything like that. So it gives time for the seeds to settle and take root. But the reason why he does this is because vegetable thieves can't get to it because the golems will protect it naturally.
Yeah.
Whenever the golems shower. Spiders. Insects and spiders like that because they just crush them. So they're not being, and literally not being touched by anything. And they're regularly watered because golems do take. They don't take showers or anything like that, but they do go through water.
They hydrate themselves
at
a constant basis.
Yeah, so there's always water touching them or in some way fertilizing or anything like that.
You know what was interesting on that part? My bad.
No, go
is ahead. How they stay sufficiently water, but they're not muddy.
Nope, because the magic. Yeah. Because of magic.
Like, I was like, huh, they stay hydrated at all times where they're just fertile soil, good soil, but...
Yep.
Yeah, you're not muddied out.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And then obviously essentially on the third level built a bathroom or sense, and he maintains it and keeps it clean.
Yeah.
In exchange, he gets the droppings of people or whoever uses the bathroom and uses it as fertilizer to replant and just continues the cycle. Super smart cycle because he gets free labor, free protection, free food. And all he has to do
There's more to the reason why he does it also.
Yeah, but I mean, that's basically just that it's easier for him to be able to do that. And he gets food and vegetation and everything like that. And he's able to make stuff. Also like the fact that we found out that Senshui has literally been doing dungeon crawling and adventuring and food kill or monster eating since before the portal of the dungeon opened up.
Yeah. That was something else we learned as well. So
where the fuck was he from the dungeon originally? Was he able to do? I want to know what his background is.
I think
we're going to know more about.
Well, he also admitted that he's heard about that legend. Remember with the orc when him and the orc had a conversation?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, I kind of heard that rumor," but he was like real nonchalant about it. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but he also said he's been doing this.
It is interesting.
He said he was been doing this. He's been monster eat cooking for over 10 years now, but the dungeon hasn't been known. Like the story and everything is less than 10 years old. I want to know what the situation is on that. And yes, I could read the manga and find out everything, but no, that's why we're watching the anime.
We're already 10 toes down and hooked into this thing already. Yep. You know, so yeah.
But no, overall, I'm still gonna give so. So far, for the winter 2023-2024 season of anime, Delicious in the Dungeon, to me, has to be the best anime out so far this year.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so as well, absolutely.
I definitely, out of all the new ones and even continuing season or anything like that, I definitely have to give it still an A+ overall. It's the one number one that I have to watch no matter what on the day it comes out. Once Thursday hits, what is it, 10 a.m. once it comes out, I'm watching it.
Oh, it was 8:30. Yep. I thought it was 8:30 a.m.
No.
I'll watch it before I go to bed. That's my nighttime.
I was looking at the episodes, like new episodes drops at, February 1st or February 2nd. I can't remember which one it was. But it's 8:30 a.m.
The next one drops on the 1st.
The 1st, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I it said 8 a.m., but I was on it at work, wait for it, and that motherfucker didn't appear until 10 o'clock.
Well, there you go. All right.
But no, so that's the Delicious in Dungeon talk. Any last words from you guys about Delicious in Dungeon or, you know, something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Since none of us have read the manga, have y'all paid attention to the main character. I can't remember his name at the moment.
Laos.
So he's human, right? But his sister that got ate in the beginning of the you know the show, she does magic. So is she an elf?
No, humans can do magic.
Is he part elf?
No. So in D&D, anybody can be a warlock, sorcerer, or anything like that. Elves are just more naturally adept to being magical creatures because they have magical essence.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm not a D&D player, so.
And this is what I'm basing off of D&D because it pretty much
sort of it reminds me a lot of D&D.
Well, it sort of marketed itself as cooking D&D to the most part. It's pretty much sticking to the book or the natural progression of how D&D. World is, I guess. Orcs and elves hate each other. Dwarves are underground creatures that can come above ground if you want to, but they're better underground, whatever.
And even in the third, going back to the last week's episode, or the last episode, episode three, when Laos actually said, you know, oh, this was the first time I died. We talked about
how, as far as we know so far, Laos has died before, Marcel has died. We don't know if, Lockpick, I always forget his name, something Chip or Chip.
Chilchow.
I'll just call him Lockpick because he's a rogue. So he's a no.
So that's the thing. If they've died and came back, supposedly, why go to all the trouble to go to that dragon then?
Because he wants to get his sister, right? And there's
but
also
but that's what I'm saying. If they've died, but he's died before and came back,
but
girl died and came back, so the sister can't die and come back.
But remember in the story, I can't remember if it was episode two or three, but they did say there are some deaths you can't come back from.
Yeah, there's resurrection magic happened. He's been resurrected through magic. So he has to be with magic. And since Marcel grew up as a mage, she grew up in a magical guild, which means there's somebody that has resurrection magic. And Laos, obviously his sister's a mage that can possibly, we don't know if she's the one that saved him or not, but she's strong enough as a mage also to do, if she can banish everybody out from the dungeon to save them, she's more than likely knows how to do resurrection magic as well too.
Right.
Right,
and you can't resurrect. I mean, you
I don't think I don't think you can resurrect someone that's been digested.
Right, like that would be
So we don't know if she actually got eaten, but we know she got captured by the dragon in her mouth, and before we saw what happened, everybody was taken out of the dungeon. So she could, you know, hit the dragon in the mouth or something, and that opened up, whatever. So we don't know the situation yet. Like we said, we haven't read the mangas. We're not spoiling ourselves.
Yeah, I refuse to read the manga at this point. I want to watch it as it happens, you know?
So moving on to next one. We've the three of us have been watching, or a few of us have been watching. I don't know if Talon's gotten to it yet. Solo Leveling?
I've only seen the first episode.
I have not been watching it.
All right. Chip, did you watch episode four?
I did.
So,
it's already four out. Fuck, I got
it. Started the same time, it started the same week as
Delicious it started Dungeon. The same week as Delicious Dungeon. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So real quick, non spoiler synopsis of this episode because I really want you guys to watch it. So interesting, but this one shows more of the power system that Jinwoo, I want to call him Sinwoo, but it's Jinwoo, our main character. He's able to do more, he's progressing more, he's leveling up more, so he's no longer in E-class, the bottom, he's not the worst hunter anymore, he's gotten stronger. This level shows us more, like I said, more of the power system and his special abilities, but we also see him progress with more confidence as a main character, and also with some more strength ability and everything like that. So more or less, this... I don't know if it was this episode or last episode, the title of it was called Is This a Video Game? Because now he's able to see special screens like a RPG that says, like, you know, oh, this is your mission or this is your next task or something like that.
Like a HUD screen almost?
Sort of. It's literally like a window screen. Like you know, if you pop up a window screen and you minimize it, it looks like a minimized screen. And it says stuff on it. But he also...
Like in Power World when you have it in the corner. Up right-hand corner. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
So let me ask you something. So is this kind of like Rising of the Shield Hero, you know how he can see like HPs and all that?
No. So he's only able to he's only able to see his stuff. He went through
okay,
and
okay.
One of the episode 3, they explained to him that he possibly went through a second awakening. So he people who've gone through a second awakening get powerful, more stronger than anything like that. So they're also they're stronger than were before, and they may have more abilities than before. So I'm not to get into it too deep. His second awakening has happened, and he's able to do stuff he wasn't able to do before. I've already read the manga and everything, or mangeka, or the manga, sorry, it's Korean, manga, and I know what's ahead or anything, but this episode sort of shows us more, like I said, more of the progression of him, confidence and strength-wise, and it's starting to set up the world a little bit better. He, more or less, oh, I'm not trying to spoil that, I'm trying to think about how to say it without spoiling it. More or less, he has a really cool battle. And then from that battle, he gets more confidence, and we learn about inventory management. From inventory management, we also learn from the weapon management. And from there on, obviously, there's certain things that we are going to find out progressively through it. And we're going to meet other people who are strong, and we'll figure out what they're able to do and everything like that. But so far, he's only fought a couple of monsters, or he fights a pack of steel-fanged lichens, which are pretty much big-ass wolves with steel jaws.
So, since you've read the manga, do you think that the show is paced well based on the manga?
Yes. Like I said, the first two episodes I felt like should have been either brought out as one big episode or aired at the same time. Because it cuts right in the middle of a very important scene, and like Chip will vouch for it. When they cut off the first episode, it left on a cliffhanger that wasn't necessary. It sort of was flat.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm right there at the cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was sort of flat, but once you get past to that, the second episode, it starts picking up immediately, and the pacing is really well. I don't feel like there's been a slow part since the first episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Chip, what are your thoughts or the episode and everything like that so far?
Pretty much the same as yours. I thought it was really good. I like the way that they're kind of slowly introducing the leveling system. It's not, bam, here it is, and you have to understand it. Mm-hmm. They tell us a little bit about it here, you know, over time. So, you know, you learn something about it, you remember it, and then you learn a little more, you remember. So it's not all at once. I really like that part of it.
So basically, again, don't spoil anything, because I've only seen episode one. So with the leveling system, they're basically slowly and gradually building up to when, like, so that way you can understand every single bit about it, instead of like just throwing it in your face saying, hey, this is what it is, pretty much.
Yeah. So in episode three, we are told that hunters already have a special ability because they can heal faster than normal people. So they have that ability. So he can start, he sees these special screens, and the screens to begin with are giving him trials to go through first. And I guess that they're to determine, or they're set there to test his will, endurance, his abilities, pretty much all his stats, whatever like that. And then from there,
is that why it's called, is this a game? Because it's like a tutorial, like you'd see in a video game. Is that the whole purpose behind it?
He sort of, in that episode, his sister comes in, and she, I guess she was an RPG player online or something like that. Cause he's like, those RPGs you used to play, on your character, was there like a little screen that would give you like these little like commands or stuff like that? She's like, yeah, those are just like, notifications. You just have to, you know, open them and do that. And he's like, oh, and when he thinks of, like, so she can't see it, but there's a screen right in front of him, and he's like, open, and it opens up like a notification and tells him what he has to do and stuff. Mm-hmm. So from there, it's pretty much like an RPG element style game in that one.
Like Tom Cruise and Minority Effect, pretty much, or Minority Report.
Minority Report, yeah, where he can see it. Well, everybody can see that in Minority Report, but he has a little lens that sort of. But no, this is like this is like literally if you were walking around and then you're like walking around and then boom, this pops up in front of you and you're the only one able to see it, and it says something like, oh, you have a notification, Blah 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 blah. Said this. Blah blah blah. Do this. Accept
Gotcha.
or deny. Sort of like that.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
From there, the other anime we all or few of us have been watching so far is also Metallic Rouge. So, Chip, did you get to watch it?
I've watched 2 episodes.
All right. There's 3 out now? Crap.
There's 3 or 4. There's 3, I think.
Yes, because it started a week after everybody. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Talon, did you catch up or start watching it?
I got through half of the first episode, and then other things happened. So that's why I had to quit. But but after we get done here, I'm going to I'm going to go back and finish watching. Should I do Rouge first because it has less episodes
than Solo Leveling?
Yeah, the Solo. Should I go ahead and do that one, get it out of the way, and then go to Solo Leveling?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm asking preference. What would you guys recommend?
My preference, I like Solo Leveling so far. I like it better than Metallic Rouge, but Metallic Rouge is really good too.
Okay.
Yeah. But Metallic Rouge is slower. I'm letting you know that now. It's slower paced. There's more details and explanation that has to happen because, like I said, there's no source material. It's an original idea. So everything has to be built up first for us to know really what the implications of everything is going on.
Gotcha. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, the only thing I'm going to say about this episode is a really good episode as well. I'm not really going to go into it. Nobody else has seen it, so no point of really spoiling anything or maybe even slipping up on anything. But so far for the animes of the week that we're all pretty much watching, top tier, number one still is Delicious Dungeon. Number two still Solo Leveling. And number three still Metallic Rouge. You guys haven't started The Witch and the Beast yet or anything like that either?
No.
No, but I did start Unwanted Undead Adventure.
Yeah.
That one's really good too.
Yeah.
And
I'm fixing to binge watch the hell out of Hell's Paradise.
Yeah. I watched it. I liked it. 13 episodes, and hopefully they do like a second season. Can't remember if they announced a second season or not yet.
Well, I mean, that's a Google search away.
I've seen all the Hell's Paradise. I've watched all of it.
Yeah, I'm fixing to binge watch the hell out of it. I just wanted to. That's first thing I do anytime I see an anime. I'm like, Roger, have you seen this or heard of this? And he'll be like, yes or no. And then I'm like, what do you think? I'm like, okay, so that's a no. What about this one? Yeah, okay, cool. Get to that one, you know. So,
Another one that I've been watching away from guys is a Slice of Life. Called A Sign of Affection. The manga actually ended like 12 years ago, so it's weird that it took so long for it to be made. I like the art design because it sort of mixes watercolor and hand-drawn and CGI pretty well together. Crux of the story is our main character is a deaf girl in college, and we see a lot of Japanese signing, which I don't know if there's much difference between American sign language and Japanese sign language, because I sort of understand some of it from the very little that I know of sign language. But it's very interesting because main other characters that meet, supporting cast for me, is her best friend who writes the notes for her on a computer pad so she can read, obviously, what's going on, everything like that. She can read lists, but very slowly. They have to talk very slowly, I mean. She also has the hearing pieces in, but she can not really hear anything whatsoever. It's like it has to be really, really, really extremely loud. So we met her best friend in class. Then we had met her childhood best friend. He's known her their whole life, so like the age of 3 or 4, something like that. He's very protective of her and everything. So he just like pretty much, and so guy seems interested in her. He tries to like shoo her away because he like, hey, she's deaf, you know, so you can't really do anything, blah blah blah. She can't hear, whatever. So she wants to, he's protecting her in that sense. And then we meet a guy. Shoot, I can't remember his name, but he's the main love interest. I should remember his name because he's in every episode. But he's like this older, like a year or two ahead of her in college. He travels the world, so he speaks a lot of different languages. And he's slowly learning sign language for her, but they communicate by texting each other as well. And this dude is the smoothest motherfucker talking person I've ever met in my life, because he's spitting game on a different level. Because she asked him a question like, do you think the world is big, since he traveled a lot, like, do you think the world is big? And he's like, yeah, I think it's really big for everyone. Let me be a part of your world. Bro, you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that. but no, like
he just wants some. He don't love her. He don't love her.
He's.
I got a feeling just by how you just described how he is, and like he's like one of the biggest, you know.
But he's actually like that. He's really not like he speaks gang to her really well like that. But he's very quiet, very calm, and he doesn't really like. They don't ever show him interacting with anybody else in the same sense. Like
always that. Quiet ones you got to worry about, man.
But he travels the world and he like does a lot of charity work and like helps out and stuff like that. But he also, like whenever he sees her in public, he does make it like, makes effort to like talk to her, talk or show her like, you know, he's there or whatever. He's not just playing around or anything. But okay. He's also a lot. He's not tried anything with her in that sense.
Gotcha. I gotcha. That makes sense, I guess. I mean,
all right.
It'd be interesting to talk about, or it'd be interesting to watch.
I mean, I love my slice of life, you know me. On that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But no, since February's about to start, there's one big one in February that I think we all should watch real quick, and it's called Ishura. I'll get to it into it more when I actually read more of the description. But it looks like a really good action anime. I'll have to literally see, make sure there's no weirdness in it. Don't want to recommend something there be some weird incest stuff or some other stuff and thing.
Is it shonen?
I don't know what it is. Okay. I've seen the trailer for it or anything. I just had to go into it more. I just saw it the other day.
Okay.
But that's our anime recap talk and everything like that. So from here, we're about to go into our closing segment. All right, so we went through everything, you know. We did our dilemma, our Am I the Assholes, our anime recap, our weeks, and anything like that. Loso wasn't there to talk about his week. We'll do, probably get him in next time if he can actually learn to use a computer. But as always, guys, thank you for watching. Like I said, we're trying new things. We're trying to put out more content, different content. Hopefully, you guys will start seeing more stuff, enjoying more stuff. But always, like we say, leave a comment down below. Let us know what you think. Subscribe, as always, of course. Share, hit the notification button, know when next time we drop. But as always, thank you guys for just being part of the journey.
Yep, you got anything you want to say, Bubba?
I mean, as always, like Roger said, please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on Spotify and YouTube. Greatly appreciate everybody that's been checking out the videos here lately. We've been putting a lot of hard work into what we're doing, trying some new editing styles, trying, you know, some new recording styles, giving you a little more behind the scenes look at who we are and everything. So you know, it's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Loso, you got something you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, just appreciate you guys letting me jump in, you know, my computer situation didn't let me enjoy all the festivities, but you know what I'm saying, I at least made an appearance.
Hey, I feel you, man. I've had computer issues before too, so I understand. But yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Like we said, if you guys have any suggestions on what things you'd like for us to talk about, you have any anime suggestions, if you have any thoughts on what we've talked about previously on the show, or even what we talked about last week on last week's show, or maybe something you want us to talk about next week on next week's show, just hit us up, man. Thank you again for all the comments and all the love and support you guys have been giving us. If you do want to support Movement Radio, check out streamlabs.com/movement radio/merch and go copy some brand new merch, and is also subscribe right here. Click the bell to get notified of our latest videos. Check us out on all of our streaming, all obviously our I'm sorry, not streaming, sorry, I wish we had a streaming service, all of our social media outlets, whether it be Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. You guys know where to follow us, and as always, we thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for watching. Until next time, I'm Talon Williams.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And I'm Los.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.